It's Monday, January 13, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbeen. Business and economics researcher Joseph Sharma highlighted the significance of Namibia's new country partnership framework with the World Bank. He underscored the crucial role the partnership plays in aligning long-term strategies like Vision 2030, as well as the Harambe Prosperity Plan.
Their involvement will assist Namibia to create more employment. And also, we must not forget that the geopolitics still alive, and having these people on board, They will help us to enhance resilience to economic shocks, and as well as I said from the beginning, that inequality is also a much concern.
Meanwhile, activist Rinani Muthutwa has strongly criticized the World Bank's involvement in Namibia, describing the institution as a loan shark that prioritizes profits over the welfare of people.
So everything that they do for you comes with conditions, whether it's privatizing your public services or reducing company taxes. It just doesn't work in the favor of a regular Namibian.
Find the full interviews on futuremedianews.com.na. Economist Gabriel Erastus addressed the Oshambelo Livestock Development Center issues highlighted by AR leader Job Amupanda. He stressed the impact of rural to urban migration and the need for better capacity building. Erastus called for consistent efforts to strengthen rural areas.
It's a public issue and it's a government issue, and we have to find an approach, an effective approach, that if we are going to stimulate rural economy, we have to be present. You need to have extension offices for livestock and so for crop in the villages, assisting people to farm and to produce commercially. Otherwise, all the investment that is going to be done are going to be of waste, because the capacity building and the understanding is not there.
South African political analyst Tsikelelo Breakfast has expressed skepticism about the ANC's renewal after Ramaphosa's declared 2025 the year of renewal. Speaking to Newsroom Africa, Breakfast criticized the ANC for relying on historical events to maintain influence, urging the party to address internal challenges like corruption and avoid political gamesmanship.
The party has been affected by institutionalization of corruption. So there are other issues that also need to be addressed in order for the issue of corruption to be tackled. The security apparatus, they tend to be embroiled in the factional battles of the ANC.
Reuters indicates that Chad's ruling party claimed 2/3 of the seats in last month's legislative election, which was largely boycotted by the opposition. Provisional results revealed on Sunday. The December election marks a key step in Chad's transition to constitutional rule, solidifying President Mahamat Idriss Deby's grip on power more than 3 years after he assumed leadership following the unexpected death of his brother Idriss Deby Itno. To the U.S. now, where at least 16 people have died in California as several wildfires continue to rip through the U.S. state. In some neighborhoods, attention is turning to the cleanup effort, with residents beginning to file insurance claims. But the state's insurance market was already precarious before the fires, leaving many victims out of pocket. Our reporter is Sally Patterson.
Homeowners in California are battling two problems: the fires themselves, but also getting insurance to pay for the damage. Over the past few years, insurers have been refusing to renew policies in areas they consider to be at high risk for wildfires. State officials set up a program to help, called the California Fair Plan. But those policies have higher premiums than traditional private insurance and offer less coverage. The damage and economic losses from the fires so far are valued at between $135 and $150 billion, with that cost likely to rise even further.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.